Hello. I'd love it to say I just wanted to just do a little thank. So currently having a little walk. Work is manic. It's a Friday and it's payday, but you wouldn't know it. Everyone at work is very stressed. And the maddest part, I mean, I love stress. I love it secretly. I thrive off of it. But like some people at work, it's just that we're all arguing with each other. And that's the funniest thing. I don't know if it's not funny, but I do find it actually quite funny that we're all arguing. Like we're all having little pop shots at each other, which I think is insane. But yeah, we're just arguing about stuff. It's a weird vibe. The last 2 days I was in the office, I'm working from home today. And yeah, it's just like, man, it's just insane. So with my job, our company got hacked in America. So all the America jobs got moved to London. Fine. Because that was actually going to happen anyway. It was going to happen in March or April. All the jobs are going to get moved over. But what's actually happened is that we had to actually bring that forward. So since January, we've been trying to catch up. Every week they say the next week's going to be better. Next week we'll do this. Next week we'll do that. It just feels like it's never ended. Done overtime, which honestly killed me off. The managers are doing like 16, 18 hour days sometimes. Like at the worst of it. Like I worked during the pandemic in TV and I was working till 3 o'clock in the morning, but I actually loved it. This is actually more insane than it was during the pandemic because we're also working on a system that we don't really know. It's similar to the system that we're currently using, but is also not similar at the same time. It's really wild. It's really wild. So I've decided to take a break. I know I'm behind on work. There's literally nothing else I can do. Like everyone, as I said, everyone's stressed. Like, I have people who are just, like, having a pot shot at me. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop it. Stop talking to me like this. I haven't said that. But as a mental health first aider, I have been pushing people to the right direction on how to seek more assistance. Because, I mean, like, people are just stressed people. Like me, I've started smoking again. And I mean, like, smoking not just because I've had a drink. I'm smoking because I'm actually stressed. just so I've got 5 minutes to myself. And usually what will happen is that we're all kind of, people will, while we don't plan and talk when we're going to have our fag break, you end up having it at the same time as someone else. So then we're all bitching and moaning. We're all, like, people are going, like, I'm going to leave. I want to look at this job. I want to look at that. I've said already I'm going to start looking for another job. Only just because it's not worth it, especially because I'm not getting paid my old salary. If I had my pre-pandemic salary, game on. You would not hear a peep at me. I'd just be like, hey, guys. This time around, I am complaining. But yeah, it's really weird. I think stress affects everybody differently. Like I'm I'll say fight or flight, but like I love it. It's just, I worked at a bar, so I'm used to people being dicks. I'm used to people shouting. I'm used to people like being a dick, really. It's one of the things that I'm not like that when I'm at a bar. I think I just stepped on a snail. Like when I used to work at a bar, it was manic because you have people who were regulars or who would come down once a month and think they were regulars or you'd know their order. basically, I should say, rather than regulars, we have people who'd order you new, and they'd always expect to be served first, even if they've just turned up, which is always really funny to me sometimes. And there's a few people I did go, mate, I don't care who you are. Like, and that's when I first started. So I worked at this pub, and they used to do a rock night. I think it's the first Saturday of the month, I think it was. Or the first Saturday of the month. It doesn't really matter for the sense of this story. But you'd have, when I first started, no one really wanted to work that shift because it was, you'd actually have to work. Whereas, like with my area, I love sidetracking. In my area, people would get paid like every 2 weeks, some people. So you can always tell in my area. I don't know why I'm acting coded in Oxford. You knew that we were used to people. So you know that some people, when I say every 2 weeks, some people would get paid first of the month, some people get last of the month, or like the last weekend or something like that. So there'd always be two different types of audiences in the pub. You'd have the ones that have been paid at the end of the month and then the ones that are paid at the very beginning of the month. I don't know how else that is made clearer. So you'd always have the people who'd come in. So the people with the rock night, they'd turn up and some of them would bark orders and be quite rude. The first time it happened, I took it on the chin because it wasn't my first bar job. But it was the first time I was working in the nightclub before, actually. Then, you don't need to know that. Anyway, this pub job was very demanding. Like, a few people, I did go, what are you talking about? Or who are you talking to? Like, I was very rude. And people were shocked as well. Because, while it's not a race thing, but I think I was the only black guy. I think I was the first black guy who worked behind the bar. But I wasn't, like, the only ethnic. I wasn't the only non-white person working there. There was another girl who was also behind the bar who was Thai, I think. Not that it matters for the purpose of this. Anyway, people just bark orders at me, and the fact that I would then give it back, they didn't like that. We had RAF Uxbridge, so during October, November, it was hell as well because they'd be down for Armistice Day. So they would be... Oh, all these people are ahead of me. I can't walk and talk. No, I can walk past them. It doesn't really matter. So they'd be at Armistice Day. So they'd always be down in the area. So they'd always be absolutely, absolutely, absolutely pissed. Right? I always... Wait, what? I'm playing Pokemon Go and my Pokemon has literally just been kicked out of the gym that I'm in. And I'm in the park and there's no one here playing Pokemon Go, so I can't work out who it is. I've literally just looked at it and it says that someone has knocked me out. That's mad, because I'm just gonna knock them out now. That's so weird. I'm literally in the park at the exact... Anyway, I can't work out who that would have been. Anyway, probably the first laugh I've had this week. So the pub, people would just bark orders at you and be like, oh, get me this, I want that. And you kind of also, you just kind of go to yourself, oh, like, manners, mate. Or, yeah, you just go, oh, manners, did you forget your manners at home? Anyway, with the army lot, when they came down, they were a little bit... I don't think racist is the word, but they were just dicks. So one guy was like, oh, you look like Will I Am. Because I had hair and glasses, I guess. Well, I just had hair and glasses. And he was like, oh, yeah, you look like Will I Am, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bruv, okay. Anyway, like, matey just was an absolute arsehole. I've only got a half hour left on my lunch break. He was an absolute arsehole, and I gave it back to him and boyed him off in front of his mates, which he weren't happy about. Because I basically was like, I think someone was like, your mum, and then it triggered him because his mum had died or something like that. And I was like, not my business or my problem. Anyway, stress. I deal with it quite well. When it's stuff that you can fix, I'm not making any sense because I'm now trying to play Pokemon Go. I want to just kick this Avalug out of the gym and just take ownership of it. I just can't work out who was playing it because there's no one around here. And I know how close you need to be to the gym stop to do this. Right, I've got one more round. I think it'll be out of the gym. But yeah, it was just really weird because I'm with stress, right? Like, I'm thriving on it. Like, people are literally having pot shots at each other, right? So someone's going, I sent you this email 2 days ago, you haven't responded. It's like, yeah, because I told you on Monday that, like, this wouldn't make it. Oh, why can't stuff make it? Why aren't you doing what I am asked? And it's just mad. The whole thing is just mad how people who you would think are kind of slightly well-respected, how they are just having a go at each other, you know? And it's like, you all can't be like this silly, surely. Oh, you know what? For just hilariousness, I'm going to put the same Avalug that I just knocked out, I'm going to put it back in as my one. How do you like them apples? you're like managers sniping at other managers. It's just been a clusterfuck, like the whole thing, because it's just, we know. So anyway, we sent some emails to other managers going, look, you really need to sort this out, but even those managers are really busy. And it's like, well, what are we supposed to do? There's a pigeon. What are we supposed to do? And they're like, oh, I'll get better next week. It's like, but we've heard that for the last almost 5 weeks. Oh, next week, next week, next week can improve. Next week, next week. And, bruv, it's not. Like, it's not getting any better. So I'm a little bit like, you're just taking the mick. You're honestly just taking the mick out of all of us. Because you all keep saying, all right, we'll get better, we'll get better. It's like, again, but when? Oh, we're outsourcing this, we're getting new people in. But to get new people in, it means someone has to train them, which means that you now, until they're fully trained, you have lost another member of staff. So we're down another person. And there's a lot of annual leave because a lot of the holidays to be used up in April. So, like, I've got a whole week off in March. I'm stressed out at the fact I don't know what I'm actually going to do in March. Haven't worked out what I'm going to do for that week. I just know I have it off. Yeah, so I wanted to do something fun, but that I haven't decided just yet. What I define as fun. I did say I was going to go away, but money is an issue for me, so I can't actually afford to go away. Not that I would have gone like places. I did look up. I went on Jet2. Because I was like, I'll find a cheap package holiday. Went on Jet2. Cheapest holiday for literally 3 nights. Flying over the Easter break. £628 per person. And I was like, okay, so that's just going to stress me out now. I was like, you joking? Like, what? Just for 3 nights? I didn't even know what the country was. I put beach holidays. Maybe I will rechange it and just see. Because I was like, let me just find somewhere that's all-inclusive. I only do all-inclusive right now because I love all-inclusive. The idea that I don't have to leave the resort, right, is just, oh, so, it's gold. It's gold to me. I love it. I love the fact that, like, some people, they go on a holiday and they're proud to be like, oh, we went to this place, went to that place. And me, I'm like, nah, mate. I'm not about that. So I won a holiday to Turkey. I'm going on and telling you my whole life story now, aren't I? I went to Turkey. I won a holiday to Turkey, which is insane. That ruffled some feathers. One, because I was crying about the fact I was broke. But also the fact that I didn't tell anybody. Like, I won this holiday, and I put the fact that I won the holiday, and I left that at that, right? Because there's a lot of behind the scenes when I won this holiday. You have to pick your dates. They tell you when you can't take this holiday. I was like, gang. And you have to pay for your own travel to the airport and back from the airport, but everything else is included. I have to pay extra for the... Actually, I might do a whole special on this because I was going to do a TikTok about it. But you have to do, you have to pay for the travel transfer to the airport as well. Which I did do that. But yeah, anyway, I did do that, didn't I? Yeah, I did do it. So I went on this holiday and I just dropped that I was there. I just put a few pictures up. Didn't do, oh, look at me, I'm on the plane. Didn't do any of that. Bang, holiday. So you would have seen me on the Sunday, right? Or you would have seen me on the weekend before, because I went out the weekend before, right? And I, bearing in mind, I had booked this for about 6 months, right? So I knew it was coming. So I went out the weekend before, right, with all my peeps and my man them. And it was before a bank holiday. I think it was before they gave us a cheeky bonus holiday. So at the time, I think because of the Jubilee, in fact, because of the Jubilee, they gave us an extra bank holiday. So we managed to leave on the Friday. We pre-booked it before it was, they had announced that actually it was going to be an extra bank holiday, which was a touch for us, really. Anyway, went on this holiday, came, put up a few pictures and videos, because people thought that we were still in the UK because it was also still, it was quite sunny where we were. So no one really questioned it until there was late night entertainment and I started putting stuff up, and then people were like, wait, hold on a minute, something's not right here. So yeah, the late night entertainment, that kind of, I think it was a giveaway to some people that we were abroad. I'd do it all again. Like, I love the secrecy sometimes because it's a surprise. Like, another time, I went away for a stag do. I did tell people when it was booked. I did say to people, because they were wanting to do stuff, because it was Valentine's Day, I think, 20-something. 20, I don't know, actually, 2014? Someone's going to tell me. But yeah, so I did this. The stag do, I did tell people, I was like, oh, like, because I think, again, similar thing, I went out one weekend, like the weekend before I was supposed to be going away, and people were like, oh yeah, next week, Halloween, Valentine's Day, we're all doing like this, like, Angel and Devil Night original. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, cool, wicked. Oh, I can't wait to see what you're wearing. You always like pull out all the stops. I was like, oh yeah, I'm not coming. Yeah, of course not. I was like, no, I told you months ago where I'm going and what I'm doing. No, I know you're going to be there. I was like, okay. And then for the first few nights, we were there. So I think that was like, I think we left on the Sunday or something, or maybe the Monday, right? Get to the airport, didn't put a thing up. We went to Tenerife. They had a British TV. So people were able, I was still posting stuff online. And because I still was, my rule as well, if you're on holiday, and it probably won't work everywhere, but to, I guess, beat jet lag, I stick to UK times. So Tenerife, it was like an hour ahead. So it didn't really matter. Also, because we were drinking and we were out, it, again, completely didn't matter. So people were seeing me waking up, showing the TV, and they're like, oh yeah, he's still in, you know, he's still in London. And were completely shocked when my friend was also then posting stuff that he was abroad. And then I was in the background. We did like a soft launch, or a hard launch, if anything. And then, bang, there you see me. And it was like, wait, what? Then everyone's messaging me, going, so you're not going to come out this weekend? It's like, I told you I was not going to be here. Bastards. So Turkey holiday was quite fun because, again, the feedback from that. Oh, why you got to keep everything a secret? Why you got to do this? I was like, to be fair, no one asked us out, even beforehand, because usually with my lot, as it is, like, we have to plan an event weeks in advance. Not one person had said, oh, do you want to do something this weekend? As in months beforehand, right? They were all crying about it after, like, we didn't turn up. And it was like, well, yeah, but you're only crying about it now. He didn't have anything to say beforehand. Have I been kicked out already? Oh, no, I haven't. Okay. I thought someone had already kicked me out of the gym. I was like, I'm literally looking at it going like, who is around there? No one's around there, so it's still fine. I have 20 minutes to get back home. So yeah, back to the stress, because I think we're focused. We're focused. I don't want to ruin it now. But yeah, with stress, like, the reason why I live off of it, like, when something goes wrong in my life, I'm very quick to, I over plan. But when I say overplan, I don't overthink a plan. So certain people will think of, like, I'm a worst case scenario person. I, in my head, you can tell me about an event and I will think about what happens if the, like, every step of the way. What happens if I fall ill? What happens if I get a headache? What happens if, like, will I firm it? Will I not firm it? Well, you know, all these different things go through my head in 1 second of you telling me about an event that you want to do. Because I'm sat there and I'm prepared. So there was a time where I was going out. I can't actually think of an example. I was gonna try and, like, think. I can't even make up something. I was gonna pretend. I was like, yeah, I've got an example to hand. I don't. I'm spitballing here. I can't think of an example that would put me in a good light. Well, I say put me in a good light as in just to prove my point. So with my girlfriend. I've realised this is a video. This is an audio. You cannot see what I've just done there. But if you know, you know. Her birthday was last year. During her birthday last year, we were supposed to be going out. Some people were invited, and it was all gang, 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 all good, good. And then, like, 2 weeks before the event, 2 weeks before the event, someone pulled out. And then the day before we were supposed to do something, someone else had gone out and gone out drinking, and they were supposed to be, like, going out to the nail salon or something. So she was a bit upset. I was like, oh, no one wants to do anything for my birthday. No one wants to do this. I was like, you know what? I'll go with you. And I had a plan of action straight away. There's been a few times at the same pub I was talking about, there's been arguments and fights and whatever else. And I've got involved. I stepped up. Didn't win, but I stepped up. But yeah, I secretly thrive off of stress, but when it's too much, and that's probably what I mean, when it's too much, because sometimes, like, everyone's level of stress, everyone's level of breaking point is different. Like, for me, there's been a few personal issues I've had, which I did not realise was really making me miserable, and making me, yeah, just miserable. I'm not going to go into too much detail, I don't know who you are. I shouldn't be ageist. There are people stood in the poker gym area, right, who I'm like, oh, I wonder if they're going to take me back. But they weren't there before, so, they're having a day stroll. But yeah, so, how long have I got left? Okay, 15 minutes. I have a call in 15 minutes, so I really have to. Usually when I've been doing these walk and talks, I've been so out of breath. This is the first time I've actually kept a steady steady pace, which is good. What was I talking about? So my level, oh, there's someone sat on the bench. Maybe it's him. Again, he's still quite far away, because his gym's quite far into the park, so you can't just, like, stand outside it. You have to be in it. You have to be in it to win it. Anyway, my level of stress is I'm very manageable. But if I'm complaining about stress, like, you know, it's broken. I'm broken. Because I can handle most of it. Like, my manager was giving me separate tasks to do, right? She's giving me tasks to do. And only because she knew that I was the one who... Well, I was able to just do it, get on with it and not complain. Whereas other members of the team would go, oh, my God, I can't do it. Oh, and I've been pretty cool, calm and collected. And also, I asked to have her job. One thing I got told about, my friend does, he said that he does a good interview. So when I was at college, we did some, like, mock interviews. And during it, he was like, oh, I give a good interview. And my then teacher, that's what they call them in college, tutor, she was like, oh, what do you mean? So he was like, well, I say this, I say that. So one of the things that I've taken from him is that when they ask you, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time, you say, having your job. And they just think you're... And it's the way you say it as well. I haven't said it the way I would say it, because I don't want you to steal my thing. But, yeah, that you say it pretty, like, cash. And, yeah, like, it's helped me... It's like, I've had interviews where they've been like, oh, that's a bit cheeky. I'm like, yeah. Because you can just play it off in a cheeky way. You know what I mean? You can just be like... Oh, it's cheeky. It's not, you're not being directly like, I want to take your bloody job, mate. It's just, I want to be in your position in 5 years' time. I give a good interview too. I'm very sarcastic in interviews. And also I do jobs that are media based, so they get me. They get me. They get my humour straight away. Love it. Back to stress in the last few minutes before I get back home. It took me 4 minutes to walk here, so I've still got plenty of time, even though I still need to... I don't think I tapped my computer before I left, so it might be on standby. So I have to log in. But again, people can wait for me to join the call. So stress, which this wasn't. I'll do a part two maybe if I could be bothered. Stress affects everybody differently. This is like my final word on Jerry Springer. Stress affects everybody differently. I think if you don't get a break, I think that's my problem. If you don't get relentless, because that's the thing with the pub, it would come in waves where people would like, because I think they charge entry at 10, if I remember correctly, or 11. And everyone like would be running to get in before a certain time. So you'd have the first wave of people who would be there, say maybe 7, 8, 9 o'clock. And then you get the last, like, I would say the cheapskates who want to get in just before it shuts. Like, you have to start paying to get in. And just take it from there. But you'd have the waves. And then, like, you'd have a little break. Right? And then probably around 1, 2 o'clock. Because this pub finished quite late. Had a late license. Only pub in my area. Gone back to saying that again. But had a late license. So people from the other pubs, when they were kicking out, would come down, still pay a fiver just for a half an hour just to get a beer or something. Which is bad. I remember that when that used to happen quite a lot. People would come down after hours or near enough to the hours and go, oh, can I just buy some beers then so I can take home? Because there was no 24-hour garage at the time that you could buy. Or if it was, it wasn't... some flies. It wasn't near. Oh, on a twig as well. It wasn't too near. So it was never really... It was always a really long day when you were working there. And, yeah, don't miss it, but I do miss, like, the stress and the strife. You know, it's always funny, like, with the name-calling and people just being rude at each other, it does make me laugh a little bit, because I'm just like, but what are you... Like, what are you so annoyed about? Because that's what kills me the most. You know, everyone... Oh, shit. Got 10 minutes. Everyone, like, taking shots at each other. Like, what do you gain from this? You know? Because you're going to have to go back to... It's like if there was a real-life purge, right? And you start doing a massacre in your office, right? Then you have to return back to work on the people that you maimed. Right, like, it's just that kind of thing where it's like we're all having a go at each other. Like, some of it I'm firming it, I'm like, okay, cool, and I'm doing it with a smile on my face because I'm like, your time's gonna come, don't know when, but it's gonna come. After all this talking, do you have a sore throat? Which is interesting. I think it's a bit of a dry throat, actually, not sore throat. I've got 9 minutes. Wasn't sure if I had my keys as well. All in all, that was my final word. That was my final bit on it. Because it all depends on how you deal with it. I think because it's just extra waves of jobs coming in, that's the problem. It's just wave after wave Oh, right, this is important. Because also, that's the other thing that we say. I think probably most people say this in most jobs. If everything's important, then it's not actually important. Or if it's urgent, it's not actually urgent. Because why am I, I see I'm going out of breath now. Why am I wasting my time running around like a headless chicken when there's no reason for it, essentially. There's no reason for it. I did have a point, but because I've already hit my limit on talking. Also because I'm like power stomping it all the way back. So yeah, maybe I'll do a part two on stress. I don't know, I didn't even actually think about, I didn't know what I was going to talk about until I started talking, as ever. Okay, I've got 8 minutes now. Still haven't taken down the pace. I've just realised I need to go for a wee. Also, I don't know what this phone call's going to be. I'm dreading the phone call because I haven't actually done my job today. I think that's the reason why. See, that's the thing. I'm an avoider. Not my love language, but as in, like, I'm just an avoider. When it gets stressful, I'm like, I just can't be bothered. Like, I can't be bothered with this. And that's it. I'm literally just like, I can't be bothered. Because it all can't be this important. You know, the problem is because it's Friday with my work, everything has to be in within a certain time frame. Like everything has, like a lot of stuff has to be delivered today. So I guess that's the real, a bit gassy, that's the real issue. But if you're stressed, go seek help. Or like have a wank, I don't know, whatever gets you through the day. I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. I've been eating, so unfortunately all the weight I've lost recently, probably gonna put it back on again. Although I have been walking to burn off the calories. I know that's a no-no. You don't walk to burn extra food. You walk for pleasure, because then your brain associates the wrong thing. Okay, I've been talking for 32 minutes and I've got 7 minutes. So, I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner. Anyway, out here.